Okay.
Freezing things is good. We supplied about 5 minutes of quality material before you came down here, so you shouldn't edit that out.
I'm sure you did.
Really, you shouldn't edit that out. It's good stuff.
I'll try to splice it in.
It's the pre-show show.
It's the pre-show show!
For our zero listeners. That's the bonus you get for tuning in early.
The pre-show show?
The pre-show show.
That's not a bad marketing ploy. The deleted show.
The deleted show.
The show that hit the editing room floor, or the editing basement floor. I saw something else come through on NewsForge about Dream Linux, which is a Linux distro that bundles a bunch of AV tools that would be suitable for something, you know, pseudo-professional. You might want to check it out, Irving. In your not-so-copious spare time.
I'm not really sure I was listening.
Well, there would be a surprise. Okay, listeners, I am going to pause for a bit and have a cookie here.
Spectacular.
All in there. Soft.
They're really... I hope the glass is wide enough. I don't think mine is. I'll have to break mine. Break my cookies lengthwise. Now, you know what? I'm going to do it...
Like a glove?
Should I break my circular cookie vertically or horizontally?
Longitudinally.
Along a cord.
A cord... I love it. Well, I could break it into many more pieces.
Love's a pretty strong emotion to feel for geometry.
I loved geometry. Elementary geometry.
Geometry.
Not analytical geometry. But like two-column proofs and knowing things like, cosine. You know, the opposite angle of the dangle is proportional to the heat of the meat or something like that. That the heat of the meat is inversely proportional to the angle of the dangle?
I don't think it's inversely. I think it's directly.
And you prove that in two columns.
That's right.
Actually, I think you...
Geometry... See, you know what I loved about geometry?
What did you love about geometry?
Drawing was because... Well, no, because on most standardized tests, they would say drawings are not to scale, but the angles always were.
Angles are always angles. The same
yes,
angle,
but I mean,
no matter what
but
scale.
But I think what they were trying to say was, like, you can't, like... You couldn't, like, take a protractor or something and, you know, answer a question that way. But, I mean, if an angle was you know, acute, obtuse, or, you know, you could,
or
bank,
right.
You know, you could bank on that shit.
Well, here's a question.
What are the three types of angles?
Acute, right, and obtuse.
Okay. Just making sure.
And obscure.
And obscure.
Obsequious.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Recalcitrant.
How many is a few?
What?
Three.
How many is a few?
Three or more. Three to five.
Three to five?
Yeah. Because two is a couple.
So what if you have pi?
If you have more than five, you have several.
If you have pi, you share it with your friends.
Right. Okay. So let's say I have pi cookies. I have 3.14
you
cookies.
You brought pi also?
Yeah. Is that a few?
I have upside down E cookies.
A few represents...
Schwa cookies?
No, not schwa. Not the upside down E, the constant E. Yeah, that's what
it is. I think, the rule is that the colloquialisms that we use to represent numerical values only represent... whole numbers and not
whole
decimal numbers.
So you can't have pie cookies, or when you have pie cookies and you say a few, you're not referring to that 0.14?
The latter.
Okay.
Huh?
What?
That's okay, or if our listeners will understand.
Oh, good, because I don't.
Should we get the show on the road?
No, but we should start it.
It is 8 o'clock.
You want me to do the intro since you have a mouthful of cookies?
Yeah, sure. let's do it.
I don't think I've ever done it before.
Well, yes. By all means.
Welcome to Dial Dork, everyone. This is not your host, Irv Katz. He's over there. We're here with Dork Almighty.
Yo!
I think what you meant to say was live from New York. Oh, I'm sorry.
Live from New Dork.
Would you... That would have been good. You can do it next time, too.
Okay.
Okay. Practice.
And I'm Dewey the Answer Man.
Hi, Dewey!
We have a great show for you tonight.
Oh,
we're
going
to talk about cookies and pieces of flair and recommendations for phones.
We have YouTube clips out the yin-yang.
Yeah, we do. Clips out the yin-yang. Sounds painful.
I have Matt has a piece of free software he's not aware of.
Yes, I love that.
Awesome. And we have to give a special get well shout out to Tim, who's bare metaling his appendix this week.
Yeah, that was awesome.
He's bare. Doctor, I think we should bare metal it.
It's like removing an old, you know, 28.8 modem from your computer.
The speed on his appendix wasn't fast enough, or it was too fast.
I thought it was a low quality
appendix.
His appendix crashed.
His appendix crashed.
Yeah. I think there was a wisp of smoke from one of his capacitors.
Yeah.
Actually, I think his appendix just wasn't Vista capable and, you know, just died. If he had used open source, he'd been okay.
That is it. Well, Tim, all the best.
Appendix. Open abdomen is what he's going to have.
Tim, open abdomen. Tim, we wish you all the best. Get well soon. Come back to us with more interesting questions about, let's say, the hospital's medical software system.
Here's
or
a
something
question.
Like that.
Can your cell phone really turn off medical equipment like they have signs up all over the hospital say turn off your freaking
I think it could interfere with telemetry.
I don't think it could turn it off.
No, but I think it could interfere with telemetry, let's
Agreed.
Say. But telemetry. I doubt it. I doubt it because so when my wife was in the hospital having puppies, she was using the you know, wireless, whatever you want, you know, the telemetry for the baby monitor so we could walk around the hall. Mm-hmm. And there were a few occasions where I had my cell phone with me and there didn't seem to be any issues. So, you know, I mean, I think they would have been insane to go anywhere near the 2.4 gigahertz bandwidth for those telemetry. In fact, I would probably go like 900 megahertz. And who uses that anymore?
Well, Jenna, weren't they going to resell that band?
Poor people.
Poor people with very old. What?
If you shop very at Salvation old Army, you may have a 900 megahertz. Cordless phone.
If Dan the Master Googler were here, we would say, you know you're a redneck if you have a 900 megahertz phone.
If you have a 900 megahertz phone and you're too drunk to dial.
No, it has to be something like, I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
All right, let's jump into this thing. What do we got?
Well...
What we got?
What's the Flair? Who's got the Flair? You or Dewey?
Do I have Flair?
I have a new laptop this week.
All right, let's hear about this. Let's hear about this corporate gear you got there, buddy.
Yes, from work. I'm replacing an IBM ThinkPad T30, which is approximately 200 years old or around 220 years old.
I think it distinctly comes from the Cretaceous period.
Yeah. They carbon dated it, but came out negative.
Anyway.
Negative?
So I finally got a new laptop, and it's double in every important way. It has twice as many processors and twice as big of a hard drive, twice as many gigabytes of RAM. And so what I did was I downloaded VMware, and I put it on this machine, and then I made an image of my old machine, and now I run the old machine on my new machine. And the old machine runs faster under emulation than it did on its native hardware.
Awesome.
So... It's pretty cool if you have a badass machine, go get VMware.
What did you use to create that image from your other machine?
VMware now supplies a free tool called something. It used to be called T2V.
It still is.
No, it's called. They had a different name for it on the page now. It's called like it was called physical to virtual or something. It was more descriptive than the former.
That tool is name. The godsend.
It took a long time to make it, but it made the image pretty good. And
well, how big, I mean, quite literally, how big was your other disk drive?
I got my hard drive down to 20 gigabytes worth of stuff on it.
It's a lot of crap to convert into an image.
Yes, it is. I did it over a wireless network onto a different machine. So,
oh, Jesus, you're a glutton for punishment.
That was a mistake, a miscalculation. I should have at least plugged in an Ethernet cable.
Yeah. Or some kind of, you know...
It would have been faster to do it over FireWire.
So here's a question for you. When I tried to save the image to the C drive of that machine, it said, whoa, are you sure you want to back up this machine to itself?
Yeah, you can't do that.
It was going to let me. It was just warning me.
Well,
so is that like a snake eating its own tail thing? Or
no, I mean, because I looked that up too, and I was curious what it does.
I didn't look it up. I just thought I'd ask you.
Supposedly, the converter excludes the sectors that it's writing to from the image creation, but they said performance doing that kind of that thing is like butt-ass abysmal.
Yeah. So I deleted everything I could. I defragged the hard drive. I thought that would
excellent.
Be a good step.
It is. Recommended.
I turned off, what's it called, the Windows feature where...
System restore.
Yeah. And I can't find that on my new one. Did they stop delivering that?
Do you have Vista?
No, I have XP Pro.
then it's right-click on my computer, go to properties, go to system restore. If it's not there, then you're missing admin rights.
Ooh, because that's where it was on the old machine. I can't find it there on the new machine. I must be missing admin rights.
Those are that's good admin rights.
I just ran the thing, and I loaded up VMware server on the new machine and ran it. You just do file open, and it boots your machine.
Yep.
The only problem I had was the battery manager wouldn't load properly.
Just uninstall it.
So I haven't done that yet, but that's all I'm going to do.
Yeah, because you're not going to need it. Your virtual machine doesn't have any clue about power management features.
Works great. And it's less filling.
Seriously.
Sounds fantastic.
I'm satisfied.
That is a fantastic way to have access to all your other files and be able to use the applications that you were using as you're migrating them to your new laptop.
It saved me a lot of time reinstalling applications.
Ultimately, you will because, the applications installed on your laptop without outside of the virtual machine will run better.
Sure. I reinstalled most things, just not our our heavy-duty application. So that's my piece of flair.
That's nice.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
What's the resolution on your screen? I noticed it's not the widest screen I've seen.
I think it's the 14.1-inch screen. And the resolution is... The best feature this has, by the way, that my IBM didn't have was the Windows key. So that I can do like Windows D for my desktop. Because IBM thought that it was uncool to ship that 1280 by 800.
Okay.
Okay, now what?
Well, since I'm switching jobs, I'm going to be buying Flare.
Okay.
And I want to... I'm going to solicit some feedback.
Oh, wait, before you... Before you go on, I'm just... If you don't want to talk about this in front of our millions of listeners, how was the news taken at your soon-to-be former house of worship?
I think it was taken pretty well. I mean...
Who did you tell?
Marty.
You don't have to say the name. I mean, he's your immediate...
He's my boss, yeah.
Superior. Okay. So you told him, and did he see it coming? Or
No. He was totally surprised, and quite frankly, I was a little bit too.
Surprised that he was surprised, or you
no,
were surprised
I was surprised that,
you were doing
that I was doing it. Quite honestly,
no counteroffer forthcoming.
Marty kind of hinted that he could do that, but as we were discussing what it would have to be, and what skills I was looking to learn. It's just there's not that much opportunity to do that where I'm at right now.
Yeah. See, and I know that you and Marty are friends. Not just soon-to-be ex-coworkers, but actual friends, right?
Well, it's not like we hung out and, fed each other's babies or anything like that. But, yeah, I mean,
it's not like
we're all right.
Sucked each other's dicks or anything.
Yeah,
All right. Because in a more, cutthroat world,
yeah,
you might have... given your notice to someone else who could maybe give you a different job with more money.
What, at the same
is this your William Shatner?
Yeah, what are you trying to... Is this your Christopher
I think
Walken?
You should have. I mean, who's above Marty?
Well, Larry is, yeah, but I don't think he was in today or something.
Oh, well.
I didn't see him wandering around.
I would have just...
Did you?
Put it under the windshield wiper of his
Mercedes.
Yeah,
his car wasn't there yesterday.
Out of BMW now.
Oh, he drives a Beamer now. Well, good for him.
Yeah, he always has. The 740.
I thought he had a Mercedes.
He had a Mercedes before that.
Oh, really?
Oh my God. Poppy. Oh, Jesus. All right, Poppy just ain't a paint-laden foam paintbrush thing. All right, hold on. You guys have to do something.
We'll,
I have to
you go
detoxify
take care of that. We'll
my
show.
Animal.
Okay.
So what kind of flare are you going to be shopping for besides a phone?
I need to get a laptop for the house, not necessarily to do...
Are you going to get broadband, asshole?
That's the other... I'm getting there. I ordered
fine.
That today, too. And,
good.
I wanted to tell you guys that the AT&T SBC Yahoo thing is a pretty flipping good deal.
Okay.
Well, I'm pretty upset at Time Warner.
Well, that's because they suck.
Yep.
Anyway, so I called up the AT&T people because Providence showed up on my doorstep and delivered unto me a flyer from AT&T saying, residential customer at, you know, my address, we would love to give you service. I was like, yeah, I'll take a little bit of service. So I got some local unlimited calling for cheap, and I got 3 megs down, 768 up for $24.99 a month.
Okay, I don't like you anymore.
Exactly.
I'm going to have to call AT&T immediately. Hey, by the way, I just got an email from Excalibur Films, and there's a trailer available now for Hustle and Blow 3.
Nice.
Nothing's better than porno titles that are
I'm getting a month free from AT&T's TV over cable service.
Okay.
I'm not sure entirely. TV over broadband.
Oh.
Service. And I'm not sure exactly what that's going to include, but
how does that work?
I don't know. I figure it's kind of like the Apple's iTV, where you can get episodes off of iTunes and stuff like that.
Okay.
The service guy that I talked to was actually pretty nice, and when I told him I was, you know, into technology, he skipped most of the bullshit questions that they ask you. So kudos to AT&T's tech support today. I'm sure I'll get a worse experience next time.
Actually, I've been very, 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 very pleased over the years with their DSL support.
All right.
They actually do a pretty good job, and they can do quite a bit from their desk.
Yeah,
in terms
it seems
of
to
testing
be.
Your line and testing things. It's usually pretty good. And they'll even try a little bit to help you configure, like, your third-party router.
Well,
are you going to get a two-wire from them, or are you going to go something else?
I own a router already, so all they're sending me is the modem.
Okay. Very good.
Additionally, though, so I shall continue along this one. I told the guy, I'm like, you know, the local switching station is 500 feet down my street. It's literally at the end of my street. I can see the networking equipment through the windows.
Bastard.
He's like, yeah, I see that. It's weird. They got you hooked up into the remote terminal, though, and that's 2 kilometers away. But even at that distance, you can have up to 6 megs if you want to pay for it. I'm like, well, I don't think
do
I quite need
to pick
6.
Up my, I'm sitting here with 7. You know what? Actually, one day, I got to tell you, one day my broadband here, which is 768 down, 384 up.
Dude, you're in the fucking Stone Age.
What are you, Amish?
Luddite. I'm afraid of going faster. One day, everything was downloading a lot faster. And I'm like, wow, this is just flying today. What's going on? I'm like, how am I getting like 100 and, you know, how am I getting 140, you know, kilobits per second or whatever on my download or something?
Right.
So I go over to my two-wire, which gives me a speed rating.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was like T1, basically. T1 nice. Down and 768 up.
Well, it's full. That's a regular DSL line.
Well, yeah, except that it would drop about every 20 minutes because there's just too much noise on the line around here. Mm. Yeah. Phone lines are a little.
Do you know what the distance is from your home to your.
It's not close either.
Oh.
I don't think.
You could always move.
Well, I'm not going to move just for a little extra bandwidth. I mean, I get the porn. I get the porn plenty fast.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Anyway, so I'll hook the router up and do that, and I guess I wanted to ask you guys this too. I prefer to run just as much as I can internally wired instead of wireless. However, I'm going to set up a little.
So while you were doing all that work upstairs, you
I ran cable. I ran coax and Cat5, 2 jacks to every panel.
2 jacks to every panel. Okay, so.
So, I'm gonna run. I own a 100 megabit router VPN appliance right now. I'm gonna put a gigabit switch in front of that for all my new Flare that I'll be acquiring. So that my home network is gigabit. You don't need anything faster, obviously, to the internet, because until they bring fiber to my doorstep, I'm not gonna be hitting those speeds.
Okay.
Anyway, but I want to run wireless within my network as well, and would accept any kind of recommendations for access points with those kind of capabilities.
What kind of capabilities?
I just need it to be a wireless adjunct to my network. I don't need features.
Obviously,
and
my personal recommendation would be, perhaps, if you're just looking to do something interesting, you could go on eBay and get yourself a used WRT-54G. That you can put a nice
put tomato
full
on.
Version of, you know what? Tomato will only, well, you can go with tomato if you want. It won't install on version 5 or 6 or 7.
You had said something about that before.
Of the routers, the only 1 through 4. So you'd have to go find a used one. But if you're going to go that route, you might as well do the DDWRT or whatever it's called. Because I think that one's a little bit more sophisticated. And I think
DDWRT doesn't sound right.
DDWRT, isn't that what it's called?
I don't know. We'll have to... alternate firmware for the WRT wireless routers. See, what I was thinking, though, is that I don't need a wireless router because I don't want to do double NAT within my network. Really, I just need a wireless bridge to my existing network.
You're not going to... I don't think that if it's acting strictly as an access point, I don't think it's double NATed. I think it's a bridge.
Okay, well, then I'll need to... Well, that's what I think. I just need to make sure that whatever device I get, I can set into bridge mode.
DDWRT is so sophisticated. You can set it up precisely the way that you want it to be. I'm positive. Why don't you go over to dd-wrt.com.
I will do so.
And, read some of the documentation. And but there can be some issues during when you do the install, so... make sure you read up and don't brick your router.
No problem. Fortunately, they're cheap.
They are cheap, and you can. In fact, it's funny. People, this is great. People are actually selling WRT-54Gs that they have modded. So they put DD-WRT, and they've ratcheted up the power on the antennas to the max, like 275
watts,
milliwatts, or whatever it is.
Okay. Man, you could cook an egg.
Well, the thing is, they've added heat sinks inside the thing. They have put heat sinks on all the chips inside the thing to stuff to keep the radio from burning out.
Nice.
And, so kind of interesting there.
You look, your levels cool. Look pretty low there, Irv.
My levels look low?
Well, they don't.
Maybe I wasn't holding the mic near my head.
Yeah. Okay.
Near my talk hole.
All right, so let's move on. So look forward to a future show where I will explain my
travails
and tribulations about my wireless bridging.
Yeah.
You're going to want to bare metal that router.
I'm going to bare metal it.
Indeed you are.
So I'm looking at, I want to get a laptop for the house for surfing and, iTunes and general low workhorse type stuff.
Okay.
So I was actually kind of considering a MacBook or a PowerBook. I think that'd be hot and sexy.
Interesting.
And I'm going to...
Why not a white box laptop that you build yourself and then put Linux on it?
Yeah.
Well, because I've always had a hard-on for an Apple product. And...
okay. Was it the...
Don't you like the Apple bottom? It looks so choice.
Okay, Ferris.
So it came down to either a Mac Mini or a PowerBook, and I decided that I would rather have a more powerful, shuttle-sized desktop computer and a more sexy, keep on the couch, watch porn, laptop.
Nice.
Yeah, doesn't that make sense?
Get both.
I'm gonna get both.
Okay. Well, You're just having a good time. You're just spending that raise before you even have it.
A little bit, yeah.
Pimping ain't easy.
It's true. You can't keep your pimp on strong if you ain't got the equipment,
So it is said.
Good, do it.
Anyway.
That's nice.
So then, and then the cell phone is the next thing that I want. And I don't know what
to
get.
You can't wait for the iPhone?
I would have no phone at all if I did.
Think about how peaceful it'll be. Get Skype.
You know
Skype
what I would do?
If Skype had a Wi-Fi solution.
They do.
They do?
Little handheld Wi-Fi phones. I'm almost positive.
Really?
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
What I would do, if you're really thinking about an iPhone, then what I might do is something like a track phone.
What's that?
TRAC.
No way. There is a Netgear Skype Wi-Fi phone.
Yeah, I think there is. Yeah.
Well, Drewy just brought it up. It will be in the show notes.
Sweet. Track phone. I think it's TRACFONE.
Okay.
And I think it's very popular amongst those who have problems with credit.
Oh.
And things of that nature. And it's basically like a commitment-free, it's basically just like a prepaid phone. Like you get like a little flip phone, mm-hmm. and probably like $50, and you get a bunch of minutes with it, and then you can just recharge it as you go. And then when it's all said and done, when it's time to get an iPhone or
you
whatever,
just drop it.
Pitch in the garbage or sell it.
Well,
or
recycle it responsibly.
Give it to charity, whatever. Hmm.
Do I get to keep my cell phone number?
Well, I mean, there is a law, I think, that says that you are.
I don't know if that applies to those kind of disposable
phones.
Maybe
we
could check it out.
Dewey will throw track phone.
Yeah, it's in the show notes. I'm looking to see if we have a store locator in our zip code. What's the zip code here?
44113.
I guess 111.
Well, that's close. It's right downtown.
Hmm.
And we are within like 5 minutes, 5 miles.
Ten stores near 44113.
Family Dollar, Rent-A-Center,
Walgreens.
Walgreens down on Clark.
You can't go wrong with a phone you get at Walgreens.
Or CVS.
Here, why don't we look in 44118?
You know what? I can look this up some other time on my newly acquired broadband faster than yours.
Well, look, you can get a free camera phone from these guys. You can get it at the CVS 2160 Lee.
That's at the corner of my neighborhood.
Okay. So you can get a free camera phone when you buy our double-minute prepaid card bundle online.
Okay. I'll go look at it. Maybe
I'll
do that.
For like $19.99, you can get a phone and two 60-minute cards. You know what I mean? I'm just like saying like...
For how much?
For $20. You get a phone and 120 minutes.
Nice.
That's a deal.
That's not a lot of minutes, though.
No, it's not a lot of minutes, but the whole idea...
You only need it for 3 months.
Yeah, true enough.
The whole idea is you need it... For three to six months.
All right, so
we don't know when the iPhone's actually.
Well, see, that's the other thing.
When it's available, yeah.
Yeah, and so I'll throw this other thing that
this
kind of got
Motorola
me.
Camera
wait a minute, would you let
totally
me?
Fine.
Shut up.
No.
Shut up. So the other thing I'll throw out there is, you know, do I want to buy a version 1 iPhone?
Not if it's like the version 1 Newton.
Agreed. So I was kind of nervous about that too. So I just want to get a good phone. I was looking at the Razors. I think those are cool, and they're. Bigger than the small, really tiny flip phones, so my hands, you know, I don't feel like I've got a hold of a Lego phone or something.
Feel like you're a giant.
I feel like, yeah, exactly. You look at these, you try to use the keys, and you're like,
I'm a giant.
My fingers are not small enough to use the keys.
Anyway, so that's the new, the upcoming Flair.
That sounds cool. So check this out. Look at this, man.
Wait a minute. All right. I'm going to excuse myself for a moment. You guys.
Where are you going?
Talk amongst yourselves.
You going to take a piss?
I got to go. Yeah. Nature, man.
Okay. Have a nice time.
So here you go. Like for $14.99, you can get a compact ergonomic phone here from Motorola and, you know, whatever. You buy some. Huh. I mean, I think it might be the way to go. I mean, it'll be really shitty for a while.
Yeah. But
aren't they going to give him a... Aren't they going to give him a phone at his new job?
I don't know what his new job is. Remember when you had that job working at the cleaning phone stores after they landed and you could fit one phone in the finger of each glove?
I believe I was cleaning airplanes and I could fit a miniature bottle of alcohol in each finger of my oversized gloves.
How did I get that screwed up?
I don't know. But it's very, very understandable. I mean, I don't...
Well, phones are small. And liquor is small.
Well, that liquor was small. Hey, what did you what's happening?
What's happening?
What's happening? Man, we were
what
happened? I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun yesterday.
What were you doing yesterday?
I stumbled across some. Oh no! Somebody sent me. Who sent me? You sent me. You started it. You started it yesterday with the Freedom Rock. The
Freedom Rock
entry,
man?
On your minimalist weblog.
We'll turn it up, man.
Is that Freedom Rock, man? We'll turn it up. And so I watched it. I was like, oh, my God, my friends and I used to, you know.
So that's at thinkythings.org/blog. You can scroll
down. It's in the show notes.
It'll be in the show notes, yes.
For the 20th time. So my friends and I, you know, we used to obviously get a kick out of that commercial when we were kids. So I watched it. So I watched it, right? And I sent it to all my high school buddies. You know, and I started like a 25 email thread that wound up with started with Freedom Rock, and then somebody came back with what the hell was the name of it? It was Know My Brother. You gotta get your own.
What?
The Hey Love.
Hey Love.
You never saw that?
It's not ringing a bell. Maybe right. I didn't watch the same television that you did. Was it the same idea? Is it a music compilation?
Well, yeah. Okay, it was a music compilation. It was three records of, you know, like soul ballads. Mm. And the commercial has these three brothers and these three sisters, or brothers and these three sisters, sitting on opposite couches, and they're like at a little, you know, intimate party, but it's kind of like a junior high school dance where everyone's too shy to talk
until they or spin like the tunes,
or
right.
or you know, like in Revenge of the Nerds before Booger pulls out the Wonder joints, you know, it's like everyone's just real shy, you know, and then the one guy sitting on the couch is like, "Hey man, I just got this new album or whatever," like, and so he puts it on and it's got all these great soul ballads. Next thing you know, all these, they couple up and they're dancing, and I'm pretty sure some kind of, you know, rump shaking orgy takes place at some point after the commercial, but basically, they love the music, and at the end of the party, one guy says to the other, he says, "Hey, can I borrow your Hey Love or whatever?" And he takes the record back and he says, "No, my brother, you got to get your own," like that. And it's a classic. It's an absolute classic.
Now, is that on vinyl or CD?
Vinyl.
Nice.
So, let's see here. Let me pull it up so I can give you the search string. We're doing some YouTube clips now. Why don't you search for Hey Love TV commercial? All right. You can look for that one. And also what got sent out was some shit from an old movie we used to think was funny. And then it's called Death Row Game Show. It was a movie made on a $200,000 budget sometime in the 80s. And it was basically a precursor to The Running Man, I believe. It's the same concept. It was basically a game show with death row inmates where they could like win their freedom. But it was just like answering trivia questions and stuff where they get their head cut off. But then there's all this intrigue begins to happen. And, So then there was that. And then somebody found for me a Belmont TV commercial.
Belmont TV.
Well, now see, this is a Maryland thing, okay? In I guess what we call that, Glenmont, Maryland, there was a TV sales and repair shop. You know, an electronics repair shop, mostly TVs and VCRs and video cameras. And they had the most fly jingle. But I gotta, here, you know what? I'm gonna load up this commercial because it is so fantastic.
What's the search string so I can put it in the show notes?
Oh, you know what?
For Belmont TV.
This isn't it. This is actually even better. This is another Maryland phenomenon. This was, like Silver Spring, Maryland. There was a local martial arts facility called Junree. Self defense. Junree. And he taught he's a Korean guy. He taught Taekwondo. Okay. However, according to my friend David Chun, okay, who is Korean and took Taekwondo for several years, okay, and I think he was in a couple of tournaments, but I recall him getting knocked out early in a tournament because his opponent kicked him in the balls illegally, and he really couldn't go on. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. The point is that he studied with someone else. Where do you look it up?
You are your ADD factor is way off the charts.
It always is. Is it the Nobody Bother Me commercial? Does it say Junree Taekwondo Nobody Bother Me commercial?
Yeah.
All right.
Affirmative.
All right. Well, do you want me to play it or?
Yes, no, just put it in the show notes.
Well, wait, but it has his kids at the end. It, it, it had a classic. It was a classic like Maryland commercial that we all used to just love.
You two can say nobody bothers me.
It's a Four Corners throw right there.
Oh, USA 1000. Jewelry means might for right.
Nobody
bothers me. So I think that was his kids or grandkids or something. And that commercial ran like all the fucking time, especially on Channel 20 on Saturdays during Kung Fu Theater.
I loved Kung Fu Theater.
You know, so there was that. There was also somebody also put one up for Mr. Ray's hair weave. That was another classic. And but okay, so the Belmont the Belmont TV commercial is seriously fucking awesome.
All right,
this one's on Google Video though, but it has had the flyest.
For a white guy.
Well, no, I mean it just had one of my favorite jingles. Okay, I'm gonna let it cue up a little bit here, and then I'm gonna crank it up, turn it up. But this is just like, you know, I mean, everybody who grew up, okay, in my generation, really, I mean, I'm sure this is true. This is true of my mom's generation, who grew up, born in the, you know, early 40s. Okay, I mean, she used to, you know, they had all those stupid commercials that they watched in the 50s, like about, you know, Mapo and all this other bullshit, you know. But
spam.
These are the commercials of my generation in Washington D.C. And you know, everybody my age who grew up around there knows this stuff. Here, let's get a taste of what Belmont TV was all about in 1985. You ready?
We are really hitting the DC demographic here on this show.
Whatever you want, think Belmont. Belmont TV and Quasar have joined forces to bring you the most spectacular lineup of home entertainment products ever. Televisions in every size. 7-inch AC/DC color TVs for the person on the run. Or how about a 25-inch console for that favorite sporting event?
Quasar was a seriously awesome brand, was it not?
Want to save that special program to watch later, Belmont and Quasar bring you a complete lineup of VHS videotape recorders loaded with features. Wireless remote controls, cable ready, multi-event, and price.
Do you hear this keyboard in the back?
If you ever need service on that Quasar, just remember one name.
Belmont. Yeah, I used to be able to do that on my Casio.
Exactly.
And of course, if you need patch cords, dubbing cables, or any other accessory for your new Quasar, Belmont has it. So before you buy from someone else, consider two better alternatives.
Now here comes the big finish.
Best in service, quality, and guarantee. Whatever
you want, think Belmont. Whatever you want, think Belmont. Little '70s guitar,
yeah, guitar whack, scratching, whack, whack, man. Whack. It was hot, 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 hot.
All right, that was terrible.
Sorry. Anyway, Dewey started the whole fucking thing by sending me the goddamn Freedom Rock thing. He didn't send it to me. I mean, and then we had Carvel commercials, old fucking Carvel. I'm Cookie Puss. All this bullshit and Cookie Opus and just, you know, fucking nuts, man. It was just so much. It was so much fun. So I highly recommend all of you try to find those commercials from about 20 years ago from wherever it is you grew up. That's really good times.
And then watch them.
And then watch them.
And then scratch your eyeballs out.
What is Will Ferrell? And rent it where movies are sold or rented. And buy it or rent it. When he's doing James Lipton. Yes. By the way, I think Blades of Glory is going to be very funny. Does anyone else think
it got positive reviews by the press crowd. I don't know if that's going to prove
make
out
as many movies as he can while he's halfway as popular or what.
I would if I were him.
Well, I think
anybody watch Battlestar Galactica?
I am holding off because I missed most of this season, so I'm going to own the episodes either through iTunes or on DVD, and I'll catch the whole thing all at once.
Everyone I know is killing me, man.
I'm a bad person. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Hey, while we're on the YouTube tip, let's also point out that Shane and another listener, David Johnson, were kind enough to send us clips this week.
Yeah, I think those are the only ones I saw. I missed all the threads.
Something
you guys
about
were participating.
Telly Savalas singing the song "If," and am I assuming that's the Bread song "If"?
Probably.
If a thousand words.
Yeah, don't quit your J job.
You know that song "If" by Bread? Yeah. All right, let's see. Let's see it.
You know, I don't think we need to, like, play this to the listening audience. They can go and look at it. Because it's going to be long. And it sounds kind of weepy.
It's only 3 minutes long, dude.
Yeah, that's too long.
I'm not going to play the whole thing.
If a picture paints 1,000 words, then why can't I paint you?
This...
Man, those are hot 70s chicks right there.
Yeah, it looks like he's about to get blown or something. So you can go search for Telly Savalas Kojak singing If. He's not really singing it, though, it appears. And then Shane was kind enough to send us the fourth installment of The Farting Preacher.
Which is Robert
Tilton is the greatest. He is one of the greatest televangelists. And he got so busted. I forget what, you know, investigative journalist busted his ass by basically showing, like, all the letters people wrote, like, opened, the checks taken out, and then the piles of unread letters just being thrown out in, like, the fucking cartload. And they just took the checks out and threw the letter away, you know, and just boom, you know. And he was gone for a while. And I've seen him on TV, not in not too distant past, and he is absolute best.
All right, well, you're putting Drew to sleep over here, so we'll skip the farting preacher. Just go look it up because it was only mildly funny.
And last thing about YouTube, they gave out the YouTube awards. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that too.
And did I not send you guys the Ninja thing?
Yes, you did.
And he won an award, like best comedy series or whatever. Was Ask a Ninja?
How come you're not on like the judging board? I mean, you picked out the right one.
I should be judging a lot of things.
He's more
yes,
like
you
the
should.
Joan Rivers, who's watching all the
YouTube.
Oh my God! Ask a Ninja was dressed like. Yeah, no, all right.
You need to be working the red carpet.
Anyway, so I was just look. If you haven't, look up the Ask a Ninja series.
Ask a Ninja.
They are extremely funny. I think they're hilarious. I mean,
I
they're really
right.
funny.
I think absolutely.
And I love the closing line as always. And I look forward to killing you soon. Yeah. And it's just this ninja answering questions, and he's fucking hilarious, man. He's really funny. I mean, you can only watch about four or five before you're like, oh God, I can't take it anymore. But then you go back later and watch some more, and it's funny. Fun.
Okay.
I'm a little sugar ripped.
I was gonna say you're like bouncing off of the rafters up in here. Okay, well, let's move on.
The joists.
The floor joists.
I have, I understand you have some free software for us.
Yeah, what is it?
Oh, right. I don't know if I talked about this on the show or not, but it's called FlixQueue.
FlixQueue.
FlixQueue. And it is a GUI. It's like a little standalone application GUI that allows you to manipulate your Netflix queue.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
See?
And like drag and drop and like move bulk. Titles to the top of your queue and stuff.
Is it a Web 2.0 type application?
No. It's a little standalone, you know, Windows app.
Is it free?
It is free.
Hell yeah, bitches!
I believe it's free.
That's great.
And let me tell you, I used it twice.
Twice.
And now my queue's where I want it to be. Although something really weird happened. Really weird!
Porn showed up in your queue?
No, I was waiting for Harold and Kumar Goes to White Castle.
Oh my God.
I've never seen it.
Oh my God.
I mean, that's the kind of thing that
you
Netflix or rent or rent it. And
send right back.
Well, I'm so glad you said that because I never received it. It says, we're sending you Harold and Kumar. The next day it says, we've received Harold and Kumar.
Wow.
And I never got it.
That's perfect. So who's somebody... Who's running the actual queue realized that you would be mentally harmed from actually watching it. So just pretend like you watched it.
Maybe they didn't put postage on it.
Yeah, I don't know. Could have gotten sent back or something. Well, why? What the fuck, dude?
I don't know.
You really didn't want to see it.
It's not good. I like weed.
I don't think that's the point.
Not.
The Simpsons episode on tonight was the one where Homer meets the juice guys, and ruins their shop and then subsequently tries to help them by creating a batch of juice using the vegetables in their garden and their vegetables in their secret garden out back underneath the camouflage netting. And everyone in town drinks the special juice and start hallucinating and stuff.
This is
The Simpsons. It was tonight's episode. It's a rerun, totally, from like season one or two or something.
Well,
like
I
that.
Like when
I don't remember that one.
I like when I think it's That's Selma.
Good. Yeah,
it's either Selma or Patty.
Clearly,
takes Bart and Lisa to Duff Gardens.
That's a good one too.
And Bart is trying to get Lisa to drink the water in the it's a Duff World or whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like, Bart, leave your sister alone. Lisa, drink the water. I don't even think it is water. She drinks it and she is definitely tripping on acid. And it's one of the finest representations of what it's like to be tripping, because really things do look very much like that. She held her arms out and there were trailers and everything was all twinkly and lots of like little repeating things in front of you. And I've done acid a bunch of times. Like, I don't know, 30 or 40 times maybe. I don't know. It was a lot. Like my sophomore and junior year of college, I was doing acid a lot. And man, it is fun.
Dude.
You need to do it. If you're going to do it like that, you really need to be like young and strong.
Yeah, I was going to say. So I think we can clearly say that Matt Groening probably has sampled of the various
macaroni
various materials.
Macaroni.
Anyway,
I love macaroni.
I need your musical trivia knowledge. What was the song by the Jefferson Airplane where something about meeting Alice?
White Rabbit.
Is that what it's called? Okay.
Go ask Alice.
Yes.
Her thing, Gina.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's it.
When all right. Logic and proportion.
Yeah, it's great.
I don't know the fucking words.
If anybody out there has a decent, you know, like 192 kilobit MP3, send it to Dorks.
What? Why? No, don't.
Yes, please.
Don't do it. It's a shitty song.
I like that song.
You do?
Yeah.
When she's just small.
Well, not when you're singing it.
You know what?
You're
if
not
you really,
Gracie Slick.
No,
look at it.
If you really want to hear the song that truly represents Jefferson
Airplane.
Starship Airplane, whatever.
Yeah.
You wanna get We Built This
we built
City
this
on
city.
Rock.
Oh my God.
Bow, bow. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. Bow, bow. All right. didn't they put out another one called like Sarah Stone?
Are you sure that was them?
I think it was them.
That might have been them.
That was like right before Richard Marx. That was like I think they influenced Richard Marx.
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
Well, good for them.
They've been around for a lot longer than that. Anyway.
Yeah. And I think anybody who influenced Richard Marx deserves kudos.
Okay.
Hungry eyes.
Oh, Lord.
Or is that Richard Marx or is that Eric Carmen?
Oh my
Doesn't
God.
Matter.
I feel
the
magic between you and I. Sorry.
The thing's stuck in your head, truly.
Richard Marx had...
Truly
I'm looking him up
me.
on the Crackopedia.
The Crackopedia.
Because, you know, this guy had like...
You know,
at least two or three number one hits. I mean, come on.
Well, you know what? And
don't be a hater.
I want to say something to NPR out there who consistently mispronounce Wikipedia. It's not Wikipedia. It's Wikipedia. Get it straight.
They say Wikipedia?
Yeah. It's terrible.
Somebody told me that there's a... was it you?
Might have been.
The conservative Wikipedia?
No, was not me.
There's like a Wikipedia, but it's all... Like,
all conservative?
Populated by, like, you know... Political conservative. It's like politically conservative, and I don't know. I guess it's really weird. Richard Noel Marx, born September 16th, 1963, in Winnetka, Illinois.
Oh, that was a banner
year.
He's
an adult contemporary singer, songwriter, and record producer. He had a string of successful hit singles in the late 80s and early 90s, including Right Here Watching, Hazard, and Hold On to the Nights.
Why
don't forget,
do we
don't,
care?
Don't
Why
forget,
do
don't
care?
Mean nothing. Should
Why
have known better. Satisfied and too late to say goodbye. He was the first.
I
listen
hate
to
it
this.
When he reads
listen
stuff off of
Marx,
websites.
Marx placed himself. Listen, he placed himself in the record books by being the first solo artist to have his first seven singles hit the top five in the U.S. charts. That's unbelievable.
Dude,
that's unbelievable.
I'm going to call up the Bob and Tom radio show and get you on there.
Bob and Tom?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they just ramble on about crap. That's what you're doing.
Is that what they do?
Yes.
I want my own show.
Irv's going to be a really hilarious old man.
He is. He's going to be a
and the
riot.
Capital of Djibouti is Djibouti.
Back in my day, in Maryland in 1979, there was a Belmont TV ad, and they were selling Quasar TVs.
You remember Quasar TVs? And Quasar TV. All right, I was wrong. Hungry Eyes was Eric Carmen.
Oh, well, you were secondly right.
I was driving along the other day, and it came on the radio. As I'm, like, flipping through the stations, I hear Hungry Eyes. I'm like, was this Eric Carmen or Richard Marx? And I took, like, 5 minutes thinking about it. Eric Carmen's from Cleveland. He went to Brush High School. And he also sang All By Myself.
Which he was a lot.
Yeah, bro. Don't wanna be... Yeah, you know, speaking of All By Myself.
Man, what the hell is up with your dog? And like,
I don't know, man.
It's rage. It's got rage going on here.
My mom used to tell us a story all the time when we were kids about how when she was a little kid in a school, they played Farmer in the Dell. You know, Farmer in the Dell?
Yeah.
And the cheese stands alone.
Yeah.
And so everybody got a roll, and she wound up getting picked last, and she had to be the cheese. And all the kids stood around in a circle, like, yelling the song at her, and she had to stand in the middle, and she was the cheese. And she was wearing her brand new jumper. She kept talking about her brand new jumper, and she got so upset that she vomited all over her brand new jumper.
Oh, man.
And this is the kind of stories that my mom would tell me.
Cheese doesn't vomit.
That's terrible.
The person playing the cheese vomits.
That is kind of a cruel game, isn't it?
It is.
Well, I don't think it's supposed to be played that way.
I thought it was.
Things were different back then. There was still corporal punishment in schools.
Yeah.
So after she vomited, she was beaten horribly by her. No. Drew goes, really? No. No.
That'll teach her to barf.
Yeah.
Dumbass. She has not barfed to this day.
Dumbass. I don't think I ever saw my mom puke. I saw my dad puke a little bit once. We bought those grocery store pizzas, you know, the ones wrapped in cellophane that had sausage on them.
I used to love those.
Yeah, well, he opened it up and the sausage had gone rancid.
Oh, my.
And he's like, this doesn't look right. And he takes a sniff and he's like, and he like leans over the sink and he gagged a bunch of times. I'm like, what's wrong, daddy?
That's some bad pizza.
I think I threw up a little just in my throat right there.
Yeah, I think he did too.
Okay.
In case you're wondering.
Wow.
Did you see this article on Dig?
Wait. I got another piece of free software.
Ding, 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 ding.
Go.
Anybody out there looking to do pseudo-professional AV stuff, check out Dream Linux. It's a live CD Amorphix-based Linux distribution.
I'm
and
pretty
I think
sure Dream Linux was a...
I think Irv needs to
Howard
check
Jones,
that out.
Howard Jones song.
Might have been. Dream Linux. Oh.
Dream Linux, all one word. I should have known.
Should have known.
Because dreams can come true. Well, dreams. What the fuck does it do?
It's from Brazil.
It's a pseudo. It's like an AV based distribution. It's got
from
some
Brazil.
Good. Supposedly, it's got some good video and audio editing tools.
Okay, so you've never even used it, and you're recommending it?
Well, I just wanted people to check it out, and then they could tell me if it was good or not.
Somebody check it out.
Yeah.
After you've downloaded the commercials from your childhood, check out Dream Linux, and then.
Hey, also, I want to hear
rip
from...
Rip those commercials with Dream Linux to a DVD.
I want
to
hear from Shane also. He's been... he's our designated, like, Vista test driver.
Didn't he write us and say he had given it up?
Well, he said... No, I didn't... He gave it up. I thought he said that he liked it at first and then he hated it. And
yeah.
Are you still using it, Shane? I want to know.
Yeah, I thought one of his follow-ups was that he finally got rid of it.
I want it to be like the Auto Week, you know, long-range test drive where he reports in and says,
yeah,
like, you know...
Yeah, changed the oil true. Yet.
Although I did,
notice all
on
over the garage.
Dell's website, you can buy new computers with either XP or Vista installed.
Guess what they sell on Dell's website as a add-on for $5?
What?
They'll take the games menu off for you.
Off?
Yeah.
For $5?
For $5.
What the fuck is that?
I'm sure it's for corporate buyers who have a policy of no games on your computer.
Oh, Jesus.
That they can make $5 by uninstalling it for you and saving you the 5 minutes. I'm sure that's what it is. But that blew my mind when I saw, you know, it was like, delete the games menu, add $5.
Well,
like,
they don't even have to do that manually. You just, I mean, they image all of their PCs, so it's
that.
Just missing from that particular image.
Free money for Dell.
Well, I guess they need it.
Buy Dell stock.
No, don't.
Don't buy Dell stock.
Although at least they're starting to bundle, you know, Linux distros. But I saw some note today, either from Slashdot or maybe NewsForge or something like that, that having Linux pre-installed voids your hardware warranty.
Nice.
Seems like bullshit to me. It is. It's bullshit to me.
That's bullshit.
I mean, what the hell?
Bullshit. Did you see this?
Does that mean you don't have to pay for the warranty?
I don't know, dude. Anyway,
well, we got about 9 minutes to go here.
All right.
So I noticed that a very recent post on Dig said the top 10 Apple products which flopped article.
We talked about that once before already, though.
Did we?
Yeah.
I don't believe we talked about Apple CyberDog.
Oh, CyberDog.
You see, this is the thing. Like, Drew has actually used half of this crap. So Apple CyberDog was like...
Yes.
Well, like let him tell it.
Go ahead.
Oh, it was like a little avatar that, well, you know what? It was a lot like that freaking dog on Windows that animates while you... But the idea was that... I can't remember. It was a find feature.
It said here... No, it said CyberDog was an open doc-based suite of internet applications, including email and news readers, a web browser, and address book management components, as well as drag-and-drop FTP. CyberDog was kind of like a...
I remember the name, but I obviously got it wrong.
Here's something.
Well, oh, no, it was Sherlock was the search technology.
Oh, okay.
That searched across your web and your hard drive and everything.
Uh-huh.
What do you guys use for your address book, by the way?
My noodle.
Address book?
Yeah, address book. What do you use for your address book?
Well, I have one address book on my phone that doesn't sync with anything right now.
So you don't sync. Okay.
I have a contacts list in Thunderbird.
Okay.
I also have a contacts list in Gmail.
Okay.
None of them sync with anything.
All right, you're useless.
One thing that I actually was impressed by was if you're using Outlook, 2003, there's a Outlook like business contact manager or something. It's a free add-on that installs like the MSDE.
Yeah.
On your
gives you a database.
Gives you a little database, and you do like CRM basically integrated it directly into your Outlook.
That's not bad, but I'm sure there's not many sync tools for that either. And then you've got Outlook.
What was Apple Pippin?
Apple's what?
Pippin.
Wasn't it a game machine?
Yeah. I never saw one. Never even heard of it.
Yeah.
Pippin. Have you tried? Have you had any reason to try Gmail Loader?
What's Gmail? Oh,
where you can load your you can migrate account your mail accounts to up to Gmail.
Oh, cool. No, I haven't done that.
Yeah, check it out. Put in the show notes. Gmail Loader.
Is it for Pop or IMAP?
Well, I believe that it just loads it to the Gmail server. So technically, I guess that'd be IMAP.
Yeah, but the source.
What do you mean the source?
Where you're loading.
Oh, it's local mail, so it'd be anything that you've popped or anything that you've got downloaded from your IMAP server, as long as it's on your local PC.
Is it a one-shot thing, or can it upload it like as they come in?
I think you could. No, not while it's you'd have to do it manually, but you could do that, you know, every now and again.
Right.
And there's no reason to. I mean, the scenario you're talking about, you should just be forwarding your mail from one account to
so
Gmail.
So you load it and then just forward it.
Yeah.
Well, if you forward the mail, does it retain the from information properly?
Supposed to. I mean, that's like the RFC says that.
Really? If I forward a mail to somebody else, it's from me, not from the original person.
That's when you do it through your email client, but when you're doing like pop forwarding, it's supposed to forward as is. Not like what you're talking about.
I see.
Yeah, otherwise you'd get a bunch of email in your
from yourself,
and that's just that's useless.
Yeah.
However, I don't do a lot of that, so you know.
Well, because Gmail has much better searching than Outlook has.
Agreed. I mean, I'd say it's got better than Thunderbird's got as well.
It has tagging now. Have you played with that? Like
no.
Instead of filing into files, you tag it, and then you can make up as many tags as you want. You just tag your mail as like work, personal, high priority.
And that's an interesting
type the tag name.
I mean, you can label your emails in Thunderbird and sort on that as well.
Right.
So that's an interesting
feature.
But
that's limited to 9 or something like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I read the Thunderbird 2.0 roadmap today because I'm looking for some new features. And in particular, the reason I asked you guys.
Is that on GMAPs?
No. I was looking for something. I want a better freaking address book. Like when I merge stuff from other, you know, when I exported a bunch of Outlook contacts, and I exported a bunch of crap from my BlackBerry, so that I have all those contacts too. I want to load
almost as if you were switching jobs.
Almost if I was switching jobs. I want to load this all into Thunderbird, but I want it to give me at least a pseudo intelligent merge functionality, so that I don't just get like 10 entries for Irv Katz because I've got, you know, 6 different emails addresses for him in there.
Yeehaw!
Well, you know what I do, which is probably the worst thing you can do.
What do you do?
Is I have a TiddlyWiki on my website.
So you, yeah,
and
I see.
Log into that, and then I can put anything in there, including contact info.
Yeah.
But that have an automatic upload. It doesn't.
Thunderbird at least syncs to some things.
Yes.
And that's what I want. So my new phone. In particular, I wanted all to sync up to my Yahoo account.
Where is the goddamn contact or address book standard? Is there a standard?
Why don't you download
an open?
Sugar.
Shit!
What?
I think came up with a new segment for the show.
Excellent.
We could call it something like "Where's the goddamn
gripes?"
Where's the fucking we had gripe.
It
group gripe before.
That's true, but this could be like
crackpot. Web startup of the week.
Here I was thinking of, you know, like Peter Griffin's. You know what really cranks me too?
cranks my gears.
Incidentally, if you want to see something funny, you can look online. I think they have all the footage of Seth MacFarlane's speech to Harvard. Yes.
He does a whole part of
Peter, Stewie, and then Quagmire.
Did you see that?
You look up Quagmire. There's tons of Family Guy clips on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that Harvard granted Gates an honorary degree?
Yeah, that's cool. Mm. They should.
Whatever.
So that means he graduated from college finally.
Finally, yes.
Yeah.
That gives hopes to the rest of us who have never graduated college.
Hey, download Sugar CRM. That's
I've seen that.
Sugar, CRM.
Yes,
you are my contact manager.
Wow,
that was hot. We're definitely going on American Idol now,
and we're not going. Hey, okay, seriously, Irv's crackpot web startup of the week.
All right.
Is I call it Irv's List.
Okay.
Irv's List.
And it'll be a listing of computer service professionals in your area and reviews.
Oh, you know, speaking of which,
Angie's List.
Do you want to take on another small, IT customer? They got 10 or so PCs, and they're not so happy with their current IT professional who doesn't do good customer management skills.
Sure.
All right, I'll forward to you. I'll see if I can, you know, sell you in there.
Okay. I am. Yeah.
Oh, and you know what? I think we might want to approach the other members of our group and
our erstwhile
group and say we're striking their letters from the name because they haven't done jack shit.
And then we're just gonna be the KM group. The KM group.
We can be K&M group.
K&M.
K&M.
The KY group.
Yeah. Kind of like H&K.
Kind of like H&R Block.
Not too. Maybe we can pick up Dewey over here.
Aww. You want some work?
We can be Mick Group.
Is it easy?
It's very easy. It'll pay... If I find it for you, it'll pay $64 an hour.
Well, I thought you said we're raising rates, so a little bit more than that,
I'm
right?
not till later
You're
in the year.
You're not sort of... Okay.
Once I raise rates, then it'll be $72 an hour.
Solid stuff.
That's walking around money.
Yeah, exactly.
Since you're not an actual partner in the company, I would just pay you like a subcontractor, and you can deal with the taxes all by your lonesome.
Does that involve like beatings and lawsuits or something?
No.
Pay you like a subcontractor?
No.
I'm gonna pay you like a subcontractor. It's a rejected version of Trent Reznor's.
Rock Something you closer. Like a subcontractor.
Pay you like a subcontractor. The Scorps.
IT will drive you wild.
The client's hungry. She'll pay you well.
when she comes to the door in her stockings, you know you're having a good visit.
On a crashed Windows system. That's... Shut all to hell. Here I am.
Rock you like a contractor.
Pay you like a... forget. Makes no fucking sense. All right, it's 9:01. I got to kick you all the fuck out of my house.
All right, that's cool. I think it was a good show.
I enjoyed it. Anything else, boys? Shoot us an email at dorks@dial-a-dork.com. Visit our website. Subscribe to the RSS feed.
Listen to the podcast. Of course, you would have to do that to get all that information.
Link to our site.
As it were.
And
yeah, I'll actually have some time to like work on that since I'm switching jobs, too, which would be nice.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. And cool. Owen, you know who's... You know who you and I have to go have lunch with?
Who?
Is Mr. Don Larson.
And oh,
it has,
yeah,
nothing
yeah.
to do with yeah, the, anything the, that we've talked about.
Oh, really? New no, stuff.
His company decided to go out and buy a web services company from Chicago.
Oh, Jesus.
Who have like 150 customers.
Oh, Jesus.
And he's going to have just, you know, myriad itty-bitty jobs that need to be done.
Oh, my God.
So, but it's all stuff that you can do in your living room at 8 o'clock p.m.
on my MacBook.
With your dick in your hand.
I'm going to write that off as a business expense because it will be.
Oh, you better write it
Hell
off.
Hell yeah. That's how I offset my taxes.
Okay. Anyway, anything else? Oh, show notes are posted. Wow. I love it. Okay.
Boy, talk about the waiters putting the chairs up on you before you're done with your set.
Oh, do you want to talk about that? Is that what you're saying? All right, time to go.
It's like getting some action in the freezer.
Time to go. Getting some action in the freezer.
In the freezer.
You know that joke?
Didn't you?
About the parrot who won't stop cursing?
No.
So he says, if you don't stop cursing, I'm going to put you in the freezer. And he says, fuck you. So the lady grabs the parrot and throws it in the freezer. And after a minute, she pulls it out. And it's very docile for like an hour. He's like, so I see you've learned your lesson. He says, yes, and I have to ask. What did the chicken do?
I like that one. That's a good way to end the show. All right, people, we're out.
Ba-dum-bum. All right. See you next week, maybe. Bye.
You get all those pimps together, it was live.